Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, October the 14th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page to the left, under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows, individually and upon demand. So, let's move on to see what we have in store for us on today's show. Well, the first item I talk about is the recent funding crisis at the Fed. This is very important because it's the same thing that preceded the crisis which led to the Great Recession, or the Great Disintegration, whichever you want to call it. We have exactly the same scenario in front of this coming crisis that we had then, except that this is far, far worse in nature. So I shall spend the first 10 minutes of the show talking about this, and it is quite complicated. So I really suggest that you listen to it if you are of a mind to join up with the show, because this is really important and will offer you a very good insight into why we're having the problems that we're having and why they will metastasize and get much worse over the coming years. Well, then I shall change tack dramatically and talk about your chances of being buried alive. Yep, I thought we should introduce some levity into the proceedings, and we shall do so. Then I will talk about a little bit, just a couple of words, basically, about the Joker movie. And then two-party chaos, which is really basically all about how the rich have become so much richer and the politically powerful have disempowered the rest of us. It really is no exaggeration, and it is a very scary thought that this can actually happen in an advanced society such as ours, but it has happened and you need to hear about it. Then I will talk about how free speech is under attack. The old favourites come back in: Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. All of these social media programmes have contributed to the deterioration of civil discourse in the United States. So I shall have quite a lot to say about that today. And then I'm going to talk about how Donald Trump wants to take the troops out of Syria, and his problems and the trouble he's having and why it is nevertheless a good idea. So don't be misled into thinking that this is not appropriate. It is most certainly not only appropriate, but long overdue. Then I will talk about how the real value of money is time, because time is what it takes for you to make money. So we really want to know, to see how wealthy you are, how much time it takes to make a car or a loaf of bread or carry out some menial activity which was possible also, say, 50 years ago or even 100 years ago, and find out not how much it cost, but how much time it took you in terms of wages to make that product. It's very fascinating, actually, so I hope the listeners will enjoy that. And finally, I will have a quick word to talk to say about humiliating Donald Trump. Really, the thing goes from bad to worse, to the outer extremities of absurdity. But anyway, that's our show for today. I think it will be interesting, and I hope some of you might decide to listen. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you. I will do it independently and upon demand. I will email you 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. Now, I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will be tempted to choose to become a paying patron and supporting the show and my efforts in helping me to bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So anyway, choose any 3, you are at liberty to choose any 3 of the shows from the archives and the Podbean archives, but if you don't have any preferences, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows because they discuss, my shows talk about the day-to-day matters at hand, and they will be fresh in your mind, so you'll get a better impact on the feedback that I give of these various events. So let me finish by giving you my contact information. My email address that you will need for these purposes is rwlmartin1. That's my initials, RWL and Martin. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page puts in a few commentaries which are really too short for the main show, but I still think my listeners should be made aware of them. And my Twitter page is for the one-liners, the jokes or the one-liner comments that don't fit anywhere else. So the Facebook page, the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. It's all one word, no spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. RM being my initials, and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, lowercase, no punctuation. So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back with you again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.